Let's see if we can get through all of the sports without something happening to the computer. Morning there, Mike.
Again? Good morning.
No, you know what happened to the computer yesterday?
What happened?
There's a, like I said, we have an external sound card. And it's got volume controls and it's got buttons on it, which we can select in, out, and auxiliary. My good buddy FM the Cat was walking underneath the board and just changed all the settings on the sound card.
There it goes.
There you go. So I was able to fix it after I got off the air relatively easy.
Oh, that was good.
And then I tacked it up so it's no longer lying next to the computer. It's actually now installed the way it should be instead of just haphazardly as I did. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, NFL playoffs. Dun, da, da, da. Are you ready for the picks?
Oh, yeah. It took me about 8 seconds to do mine.
All right.
I'm ready.
Are we in the kitty litter box or no?
Huh?
Is it a kitty litter pick?
No kitty litter box today.
This is just normal.
This is just, yeah.
Okay. We'll start off Saturday, January 12th. I'm going to take the Rams over the Cowboys. And in an upset special, I'm going to take the Colts over the Chiefs. On Sunday, I dislike both teams, but I'm going to take the Patriots over the Chargers because I think that the Chargers quarterback is a good quarterback, but he's a loudmouth. And I am going to take the Saints over the Eagles.
All right. I'm taking every home team.
Okay, so you're taking the Chiefs, the Rams, the Patriots, and the Saints.
Yep.
All right.
Notoriously on this weekend, the home teams that had the bye win, taking all the home teams.
It's just the Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs never seem to play well in the playoffs, so that's why I took the Colts as the upset special there.
Well, Chiefs are different this year. They made the playoffs, so they got a bye. They're better. And Dallas didn't impress me. They should have got beat. The Rams are at home. They'll probably score a lot of points. To expect Cry Me a River to win two games on the road in the playoffs in one season is a tall order. New England wins, and the Philadelphia Eagles are just going to be a blip on the New Orleans Saints' road to the Super Bowl.
All right, so the only game we differ on is the Chiefs-Colts.
That's it.
All right, so that's all said and done for right now with that. Going back to, let's see, you see where the Steelers, I'm not talking about the coach now, the hierarchy, the ownership said they really don't see any way they're going to bring Antonio Brown, and they're now wide open to trading him, so. I think that's a smart move.
It should be a foregone conclusion.
Yeah,
I don't know why you have to go through the Spanish Inquisition and 3 months of Parliament to trade somebody.
Yeah, he's definitely not. Is he a great receiver? Yeah. Is he the type of guy you want on your team? I don't know.
How come when you work in the real world, you get a notice on Friday morning about 10 o'clock, come into office. You know, Mr. Smith, you just don't fit in our corporate plans anymore. Have a good life.
Yeah.
And that's it. You walk out the door, you're done. In professional sports, you got to go through all of these hoops and shoots and everything to get rid of somebody. Why?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Get rid of him. The guy is a cancer in the locker room. He thinks he's bigger than the team. Goodbye. That's enough. Mr. Brown, you don't fit into the Steelers' plans anymore. Goodbye. You're a free agent. Go wherever you want. That's what should be done. Why it can't be done, I don't know.
Yeah. I agree with you. It drives me crazy.
Athletes and professional athletes are pampered too much. They're treated like gods when they're not. They're privileged people that have a talent and are able to make a living doing it. And they every morning they get up, they should kiss the ground that they're lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, some other things to look at. Let's see here. Where do we want to go? Where do you want to go? I'll let you go first.
Oh, I don't know. According to the Disney Channel News, known as ESPN, big news is Tebow's asking the 2017 Miss Universe to get married. Good for him.
Hey,
I got nothing against Tim Tebow.
Either do I. I don't.
I wish him nothing but the best. There's not a lot of people I could say that about. Him, I wish nothing but the best. He's a good man.
Yeah. I see the Red Sox signed a longtime comedian, Stephen Wright. Oh, no, that's the baseball player. Stephen Wright to a one-year contract.
The knuckleballer?
Yeah. Yeah. Greg Bird and the Yankees got a one-year contract. I know. Who cares about that? That's just one of those stories that, what's
talk
going?
Talk about trying to get milk out of a steer. Greg Bird, they still keeping that guy? Good God. And I'm surprised he's not on a Mets.
Well, the next the catcher Travis Dennard got a raise to. He's now paying. He's making $3.5 million a year.
That's not much compared to what some of these guys make. $3.5 million is tip money.
He's coming off of Tommy John surgery, though.
No, you know, he can't throw anybody out before Tommy John surgery. He's not going to be trying to throw anybody out afterwards. He's not even going to. He's the backup catcher on the Mets. He's not going to catch. The guy they got from Cincinnati's their catcher.
You know, we laugh at all the Major League Baseball and football salaries, but you know, if we ever really covered basketball, we'd really laugh, because you sit on the bench in basketball. You sit on the bench and play maybe a minute every two games. You make $1 million a year,
at least.
Yeah,
it's basketball's a joke.
Yeah, the pay scale. And my mother always said, why couldn't you have had one of – this is years ago, okay? Mm-hmm. Why couldn't she have had a 7-foot-tall son?
Well, that's the funny part about it, too, because these basketball players, these are the guys that are exploiting the NCAA and making the most money. And what are they giving back to the institutions that are allowing them to be one and done?
Well,
I would like to see.
Some of them do. Marist, do you remember?
Some of them do.
Remember
but
that?
I would say 95% don't.
Remember that big center that came out of Marist? Mike Perry was the coach. I forget what his name was.
Yeah, but was it Smits?
Yeah, Rick Smits. That's when I worked in the Hudson Valley, okay?
He played a long time for the Pacers.
And he completely rebuilt the Marist basketball center.
Oh, there's a lot of them that do.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a heck of a lot of players that don't.
Yeah,
but
no.
Like, and I'm sure, like, a lot of these kids that go to Kentucky that are one and done that everybody villainizes, they go back to the school and they do a lot for the school. I know that. Hmm. And I hope that more do that. But there's so much money in the NBA. If you want to talk craziness,
yeah,
you're right. You look at their salary scale, and that'll just make you jump off the roof real quick.
Yeah, it's been that way ever since the league reorganized. People forget that the NBA was very close to going bankrupt.
Yeah.
And they did a lot of good things to right it, but then they let it go completely out of control again.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a runaway train.
All right. Speaking about a runaway train, I got to get that to the forecast. I want you to have a good weekend.
Oh, man, you cut me out of my horse racing again?
Oh, no. Well, let's get to the horse racing.
Well, you were talking about the NBA.
I know. Shut me up. I thought I was just filling time for us.
No. Real quick. Ninth race tomorrow is a Grade 3 Tropical Turf, 1 mile on the turf at Gulfstream. Draws a short field of 7. A big favorite, and here's going to be the 6 horse, Heart to Heart. This is an 8-year-old horse who at the end of last year just turned in 2 dismal performances, some of the worst of his career. Training very sharply at Palm Meadows for Brian Lynch. 4-5 morning line is going to be very hard to take. His past performances warrant him being 4-5, but this is horse racing. You got to get paid to win the race. And I'm going to try to get paid in here by using the 2-horse White Flag. Never run at Gulfstream. In the money 10 out of 13 times with 5 wins. 0-2 at the distance. But I think this horse is going to sit a great trip from the inside and off a little bit of a layoff training well at Payson Park. I'm going to use the 2 White Flag to win. And the horse I'm going to use to really make the exact and more enticing is the 3-horse Holiday Stone. Gets the premier rider to meet this thus far in Luis Saez. 1-2 at Gulfstream. Is competitive at the distance, especially a 2-turn mile. So I'm going to go with the 2 White Flag, the 3 Holiday Stone in the Tropical Turf. Next race is going to be next week. No, the 11th race. The Marshawes River. This is another turf race down there going a mile and a 16th. This is for fillies and mares. Horse I like in here is the three-horse Bombshell. Again, you're going to hear Luis Saez. This horse has some tactical speed in what looks like a pretty paceless race, except for one horse on the outside, again, Brian Lynch. But that horse is coming off a layoff since July. I don't think this horse is going to be primed for this race, maybe looking for bigger ones down the road. And that 6-1 Bombshell could pay handsomely tomorrow. So in the 11th race at Gulfstream, the three-horse Bombshell is going to be my top pick tomorrow. So two little stakes at the end of the day at Gulfstream, nice competitive races, and going to have some favorites in there, but I think they're vulnerable.
All right. I want you to have a non-vulnerable weekend, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
Oh, I'll be busy. I'm going to watch some high school basketball tomorrow and then hit the track.
All right. Well, have a great weekend, and watch out for the little bit of snow you might get.
I hope it's very little.
All right. See you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mike Causey with a check on sports.